My name's Kay Fraser. My husband was John Fraser. And we live in New Farm in Brisbane, inner city, and it's just beautiful here. It's sunny all the time, and we're right by the river, and the river's very soothing, like the ocean. The water's soothing. I love that. And we've lived here for about 6 years, moved up from Melbourne.
Could you tell me a little bit about John?
John was... He had so many good qualities. I mean, I suppose a lot of people say that, but he really did. He was the most fantastic husband. He was kind and funny and smart and caring. He did a lot for me, did a lot around the house. You know, you hear people say, oh, my husband never helps with the housework. Well, I used to think, gosh, I must be really lucky. John never shirked. He always did more than anyone. He was just really interested in things. He loved going on his bike around the river, and we walked every day together for about an hour around the river. We loved travelling together. We travelled a lot together, lived overseas, and he was just the best person. One of my neighbours here said to me that she thought of John as a gentle giant, which I'd never really thought of that at all. He was quite a bit taller than me, 6'2", but I suppose he was. He did have a gentle nature, but I'd never really thought it in those terms. He would never, ever, I've never seen him lose his temper, ever. He never shouted at me. We were married for 31 years, never had a fight. We used to have disagreements or difference of opinion, but we'd always come to something that we both were happy with, I guess. So he was just really, really good to live with. Good, and I'm just so glad we met, so glad we were married. As far as we could, we'd do things together. We used to travel together, used to love travelling. When I first met him, he was 30 years old and he was quite thin. He lived on his own at that point. This is in Melbourne. And I don't think he ate very well, as bachelors don't. And he was tall and thin. And then later on when we were married, later years, he was a bit heavier, but never a big heavy person. He ate really well. So I miss him in lots and lots of ways. We met through work. So we both worked at the same company. There was a merger, so where John worked, a company where John worked, came across to where I'd been working for quite a while, and that's when we met. And he had a terrible dress sense. He just looked pretty terrible. I don't think he cared. He just didn't care what he wore and what he looked like. He just never did. He just did what he wanted to do and never excused his actions or explained things away. But he just had a really nice nature. I mean, he was optimistic, which made me feel good. I think if you're around all the time around someone who's a little bit pessimistic or, you know, a little bit mean to people or anything, it would drag you down. But Don always lifted me up. He always made me feel good. I always felt like the sun had come out when he was there.